Illinois residents have been suffering through a gun violence crisis that's gotten worse in the last 2 years. The state's government is sitting on a pile of extra federal money that could help, but so far they haven't put it to use. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
Last month, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker testified before Congress.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairwoman. I want to thank my
Answering questions about how his administration had been spending billions in federal COVID relief money given to the state as part of the American Rescue Plan Act.
I've governed through this pandemic focused on a central tenet, and that's the role of government in a crisis is to end the crisis as quickly as possible and to alleviate the pain it inflicts on the people that we serve.
Illinois got more than $8 billion through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. During the hearing, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy asked the governor about how the state was using some of that money to combat gun violence, which started spiking shortly after the pandemic began in 2020.
Yeah, so let me be clear. We have seen an increase in gun violence across the state in various urban environments. We have to address those problems directly, and putting dollars in helps us to make sure that we're addressing the fundamentals of the causes of crime.
The budget Pritzker signed last year, which covers July 2021 through June 2022, included more than $50 million of the ARPA money for violence prevention efforts. This is a budget that passed in the middle of a gun violence emergency. In Cook County alone, there were more than 1,000 gun homicides in 2021, a record. In November, Pritzker declared gun violence a public health crisis. But the Pritzker administration has just not given out that federal money. Of the $50 million plus allocated to the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority for grants to violence prevention organizations, the state has paid out $57,000. It's 0.1%.
Normally, the argument would be, we just don't have the money. Now we have the money, and we're not being diligent about getting the money out.
Illinois State Representative LaShawn Ford represents parts of the western suburbs and Chicago's west side.
Right now, the city of Chicago is on fire with violence, and we have to respond to that. There shouldn't be a delay. You know, people are dying.
When Pritzker set aside the $50 million last year for violence reduction, Reverend Sierra Bates Chamberlain was overjoyed. She'd been pushing with her group Live Free Illinois for the state to spend the federal money on small anti-violence organizations.
It felt like relief was coming, and it felt very hopeful because our communities will begin to get the support that's needed to pull us out of this gun violence pandemic.
Bates Chamberlain shares some of Ford's frustration over the slow pace of getting the money out, but she says the states needed the time to set up an infrastructure to make sure the money is going to the right places and that the organizations are equipped to make good use of it.
I mean, as we know, communities needed the money like yesterday. But on the other end, folks are just trying to figure out like how to make sure that they're getting the money out to the ground and coordinating the funds.
And Leo Smith with the anti-violence organization Chicago CRED says the amount of planning and coordination between government agencies happening right now with the ARPA money is exciting.
We're seeing a major shift from funding individual programs to investing in a comprehensive public health system for violence intervention. And I think almost anyone who is helping out with that shift is frustrated with the speed of it. But I think people are also encouraged by how deliberate it is.
Smith says this is a critical time for community-based violence prevention in Illinois. Support has been building for spending taxpayer money on non-policing solutions to gun violence. But if this money is spent unwisely, it could tank long-term goals.
I think we have to be thinking about this in a three-year cycle so that the public health system is in really, really good shape when ARPA sunsets, so that we really have the case to be made that these resources have been allocated to the best way they possibly can be.
The state has started making moves to get the federal anti-violence money out to organizations. The Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority has awarded about $12 million to community groups, although no money has gone out yet. Deputy Governor Sol Flores says they're planning to spend about $200 million in ARPA money on anti-violence efforts over the next 3 years, most of it going through the newly created Office of Firearm Violence Prevention.
We've been thinking through a whole of government approach to anti-violence, along with a significant amount of resources that we're investing. And you're right, you know, every death that happens, every violent weekend, you know, we can't do it fast enough, and yet we're doing it. We are listening to what community is saying to us.
She says part of the delay is because they've taken the time to meet with community groups. And Flores says they expect some of the money to be out to community providers before Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer when gun violence tends to spike.
While it's taken a little longer to implement, we are still on track for the summer. And it's also going to allow us to know, are we moving the needle? Does this make sense? Is this huge investment of cash going to make a difference and save young people's lives?
I think, I don't want to say frustrated. I think we got to have a sense of urgency.
Chico Tillman, the head of the violence prevention organization Ready Chicago, says there is a lot to like about the Pritzker administration's approach to violence. And he understands the state can't be too rash in giving out millions in government money.
You have to be strategic. But the bureaucracy is going to cost lives if we don't move a little swifter.
Hanging over all of this is the fact that the federal dollars have an expiration date. If Illinois doesn't allocate all of the money by 2024 and spend it by 2026, the funds go back to the federal government. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.